EDL Radio Encore.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter, we shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
You there you go, ladies and gentlemen, that sums it up. Land of Confusion by Genesis. And it does go along well with the theme of the show tonight. English Defence League radio show, Out of Control. There's a script. Welcome to the English Defence League radio show with your host, Jeff Spider-Mitchell, and my wingman for this evening is Dave Avedore Milner. Tonight we will be continuing our discussion of current events with a keen eye on Brexit. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that Parliament is out of control. The time has come for soldiers and angels to take the levers of power from the corrupt political class. It's our Brexit, it's our nation, and it's our legacy of freedom and liberty to lead to the next generation. No surrender ever. All that is necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. And that was by the late, great Edmund Burke. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. And that was by the late, great President John F. Kennedy. Well, without further ado, and once again, I've got to thank Dave for the great slides tonight and the scripting for the show. So let me pass it to you, Dave. Good evening, good afternoon, Dave, and welcome. I hope you're well, my friend.
And good evening to you, Jeff, and good afternoon to everybody in the United States. Hello to everyone around the world, and, of course, off Earth and my special friends in the Crab Nebula. Yeah. The Unpleasant Blind Guy, along with the English Defense League radio show, are the most popular conservative talk shows in the Crab Nebula, just so you know. Now,
amen.
Man, have we got a show for you? I mean, it is just pure chaos that's going on. You have these lefties running around, as Jeff would say, with their hair alight, trying to do everything they can to stop Brexit. Jeff, if you don't mind, I'll jump right in and play an audio that I have from Breitbart. This is one from the 22nd that pretty much says it all at this point, okay? So do you mind? I'm going to go ahead and play this one. It'll be about 3 minutes and 45 seconds. All right, guys, this is the current situation. Here we go. You're listening to the English Defense League radio show.
Boris Johnson's Brexit plan delayed as Parliament votes against October 31st timetable. By Oliver J.J. Lane on October 22, 2019. A bid to get UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson's hotly contested Brexit deal delivered in time for the promised October 31st deadline appears to have failed, as members of Parliament voted against the accelerated timetable put before them Tuesday evening. A last-minute Brexit deal agreed between government negotiators and the European Union last week will probably not be delivered by the October 31st do-or-die date promised by Boris Johnson after a vote on accelerating progress to make the deal law in time was defeated in the House. This blow for the government came despite MPs voting to approve his deal to go forward just moments before, and would have passed were it not for dissenting Northern Irish MPs who believe the new deal is a betrayal of the province. Both votes were considered to be knife-edge decisions and leave the path towards Brexit, either by the end of October as repeatedly promised or another date in the future remaining unclear. Boris Johnson himself looked despondent in the chamber after the vote was read out, but took to his feet with renewed energy and focused first on the fact the House had voted to approve his deal, stating, "We should not underestimate the significance of this moment." Looking at the route forward for his deal, the Prime Minister again piled the pressure on members in the House, the majority of which were against Brexit during the 2016 referendum and many of which who would go to almost any length to prevent Britain leaving without a deal, by announcing the government would respond to Tuesday's vote by intensifying no-deal preparations. While the government insists it is best to leave the European Union with a deal, many Brexiteers insist any new deal the EU would agree to would not be a full Brexit and a betrayal of the spirit of the 2016 vote, but fully leaving the European Union is deeply unpopular in the corridors of power. Boris Johnson said he would now speak to his fellow leaders in Europe to sound them out on whether Brexit would now be delayed, and remarked the immediate effect of the vote going against the government is that progress on the deal would not be halted. Sticking to his guns on taking Britain out by the end of October, little more than a week and a half in the future, Mr. Johnson continued, "We will pause this legislation. Let me be clear, our policy remains that we should not delay, that we should leave the EU on October the 31st, and that is what I will say to the EU and I will report back to the House. And one way or another, we will leave the EU with this deal to which this House has just given its assent." Despite it having now passed a vote in Parliament, Mr. Johnson's deal remains contentious, and key Brexiteers including Nigel Farage and the DUP claim it has fatal flaws. In a mail-shot email sent before Tuesday's votes, Brexit leader Nigel Farage summarized the problems with the deal, remarking it reheats 95% of Theresa May's deal, an agreement with the European Union that Boris Johnson himself twice voted against and said would reduce the nation to a vassal state. Pointing to specific issues, Mr. Farage pointed to the fact in his letter that under the withdrawal agreement being pushed by Mr. Johnson, Britain remains under EU rules but with no vote, no voice, no veto. EU judges can still override our laws and that the United Kingdom will be divided by an internal customs border. Setting out his stall for an alternative route, the Brexit leader concluded, "A clean break Brexit remains the best deal for Britain. We need a general election for a Leave alliance to win a big majority and make Brexit a reality." This story is developing and more follows.
Well, yeah, there you go. I think it sums it up. Made of confusion, isn't it? Contentious, whatever you want to call it. It's just we are getting depressed with everybody that's doing their best to sabotage whatever Brexit it comes about. We want to be leaving on the 31st. I know that was Johnson said, and I know how astonished he was by the reaction of Parliament. No wonder he said they're out of control. I'd like to underline that, out of control, because they are. They are betrayal to the people. And the people will answer their betrayal. There will be a general election, not too distant future.
Mm-hmm.
And those who want to play by the sword and the dirty tricks and betraying the people, you will fall by the wayside. You won't be forgot. You will fall by the wayside. But we will account you for what you did over this period of time. When the people in good faith voted to leave the EU, and you did everything in your power to sabotage the whole process, you won't be forgot. There will be a time, there will be a day where you'd be accountable for. And I'm talking to every single one of you out there who did this against the British, the sovereign people. Because you in Parliament are not sovereign. We are the sovereign people. How dare you try to throw a spanner in the works with what we, the sovereign people, have put in for this country? How dare you? I sound like that guy. How dare you, Dave?
Yeah. Well, you know, Jeff, that was 2 days ago. That was 2 days ago. and a lot has happened since then, okay? We've heard things like the EU wants to set an actual Brexit date for 3 months after October the 31st. So that would bring it into, you know, like January the 31st of 2020, okay? And there's definitely election fever.
The Lisbon Treaty by that day, Dave. You understand the implications there? For sure you do.
Oh, yeah, certainly, Jeff. Certainly, Jeff. You know, I mean, that's part of the problem, man. That's part of the problem. They're playing around. They're playing, as you guys would say, they're playing silly buggers. And they're expecting this to just grind it down to where there's no Brexit. And that is going to be unacceptable to the people. And one of the things that gets me And let folks, we're going to do something later in the show that maybe others aren't going to, but it's going to be quite a workout for me, but we're still going to do it. One of the things that gets me is the election comes up. There are going to be some members of parliament that are going to go back to their districts, to their constituencies and say, well, I voted for Bobo's treaty. All right. Yeah, I did that. Well, sure, I voted against doing it on the 31st, but I voted for the treaty. No, that's not good enough. That's just games playing right there. That's all that is, and people should remember that. People should not pay attention to who voted for the treaty. People should pay attention to who voted against getting the UK out on the 31st. It's a treaty. Treaties can be changed, all right? Just getting shed of the EU first is a start. It's a start. And am I happy 100% with the conditions and whatnots in Bobo's deal? No, not particularly. Okay, but it's a start. If they can just get out of control of the EU, then yeah, they can work on things like, for instance, getting 100% shed of the customs union and the European courts and all that junk. Okay, that can be worked on. But get out on the 31st as promised, Jeff. You know, that's my vision of it. Now, I do have an audio here, man. This is one more audio that explains this a little bit further. This one was actually done yesterday, okay? So if you're ready, I'll go ahead and play this one. This also is from Breitbart. This is about 3 minutes long. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead, Doug.
All right, bro. Okay, guys, this is about three minutes long, just a little over 3 minutes. You're listening to the English Defense League radio show.
Parliament is broken. Number 10 could push for election if EU approves Brexit delay. By Victoria Friedman on October 23, 2019. Prime Minister Boris Johnson could push for a snap election if the European Union backs a Brexit delay to January 31, 2020. Last night, MPs got Prime Minister Boris Johnson's European Union withdrawal agreement bill over its first hurdle, voting to give it a second reading by 329 votes to 299. Mr. Johnson succeeded where his predecessor had failed, with Theresa May's withdrawal treaty having been voted down three times in the House of Commons. However, his bill is in limbo after MPs rejected his intensive timetable to get the legislation through the lower house in 3 days, thus scuppering the Prime Minister's plans to have the UK out of the EU with a deal by his do-or-die pledge date of October 31, 2019. On Saturday, the Benn Act forced the Prime Minister to write to the EU requesting an extension of Article 50 for 3 months because no deal had been agreed by the 19th of October. Europeans are currently considering whether to grant the extension, with President of the European Council Donald Tusk pressuring EU member state leaders to back the delay. Downing Street sources have suggested that should the EU agree to the third delay to Brexit, the government would again push for a general election. Mr. Johnson's team fears that even if the bill is passed in 2 weeks rather than the end of this week, a long delay may allow Remainers to hijack other parliamentary procedures and scupper Brexit. While an unnamed number 10 source told Politics Home on Tuesday night, on Saturday Parliament asked for a delay until January and today Parliament blew its last chance. If Parliament's delay is agreed by Brussels, then the only way the country can move on is with an election. This Parliament is broken. If the government is successful in triggering an election, it could take place in early November or, according to some observers, between the 5th and 12th of December. The fixed-term Parliaments Act, however, means that Mr. Johnson must have the agreement of two-thirds of the House of Commons. Remainers in the opposition have already voted against an early election twice. Another route, according to the BBC, is a one-line bill that needs a simple majority. But that proposed legislation, too, could be attacked with a host of Remain-backing amendments which could get through as the Conservatives do not hold a majority in the House of Commons. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, who has consistently called for an election in recent years, refused to back a public vote last month, the first opposition leader in British political history to block the dissolution of Parliament. Labour sources speaking to The Guardian last night have said that they are ready to back a snap election once the EU27 agrees to an extension of Article 50, ruling out a no-deal Brexit on October 31. A spokesman later told the publication that the priority is extension, then election.
Yeah, there you go, guys. Welcome back to the English Defense League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell. And Jeff, I know you're thinking about that.
Well, I'll tell you what, it falls in line with, as I say, the date when we should be leaving the EU is on the 31st of October. What comes to my mind as I was listening to all this drivel, this crap that's going on, this delay, whatever, is trick or treat. And it's what it was set up for, the trick or treat. Yeah, we'll give you a treat. No, it's just a trick. No, it wasn't a treat. It wasn't a trick, it was a treat. You know, all that is just smoking mirrors. Illusion to fool. They try to fool us, Dave. They try to fool us, the people. You know, fool us once, whatever, fool us twice, but, you know, we haven't never been fooled. That's the truth of it. It's just... we was hoping and praying that we would see common sense, but this parliament is a broken parliament. I can't see anything forward apart from a general election, a snap election, ASAP. And blow the rest of them out of the water. Whatever gets shot at them, because all they are is deadwood. That's all they are, and they are creating problems for the people in this country. That is unacceptable. They're only politicians, parliamentarians, whatever you want to call them, and they don't talk on behalf of the people. They talk against the will of the people. They are far from sovereign. They are traitors to the people. So the sooner we get rid of them, and they will soon do something which I've saluted him for doing. He will be reading the names of the traitors. Listen carefully to each one of these traitors. Maybe he's in your constituency. Maybe you will have some questions for your person there who's in Parliament. Maybe there's a few things you need to talk to him about. So we will be the name and shame of. That is what we will do this evening. We've been looking forward to this. I know Dave has. He's been chomping at the bit to expose these disgusting people out there. But with that, Dave, yeah, feels like trick or treat, doesn't it, Dave? Yeah, definitely. That's the reason why I was able to set up, wasn't it? It looks that way, does it?
Well, mostly tricks, Jeff, yeah. I mean, it's the worst sort of games playing, all right? I mean, first of all, and Jan pointed this out months and, well, years ago now, okay, because this has been since June 2016. Jan pointed this out. Parliament should have never gotten their hooks into this, all right? Because it's none of Parliament's...
It was a paper, wasn't it, Dave? That's it. That's what you...
Yeah. It's none of Parliament's business. It's none of Parliament's business. As you said, Jeff, it was the people's vote. And at the end of the referendum, when the result, the legitimate result was gotten, it was at that point Theresa May's responsibility to come through and leave the EU, not with a treaty that leaves you guys beholden to them, giving them a lot of money, subject to their rules, none of that garbage. I mean, again, guys in the UK, you saw the ballot. I've seen the ballot over here in the United States. I've seen the ballot, and it didn't say anything about any of that mess. It said leave or remain, okay? It was extremely simple. It's the most simple ballot for a referendum that I've ever seen, honestly. And I've seen a few.
Wasn't it, Dave? You couldn't get it any simpler than what it was. There was nothing hard, nothing you had to think about. Either yay or nay. That's all it was, wasn't it, Dave? Yay or nay.
Yeah. That's right, Jeff. I mean, my God, man, I've seen referendum initiatives here in my hometown of Burlington, Vermont, and you know some of them are, you know, you have to bring a calculator and you know, two or three university professors with you to get to understand. I mean, it's big long paragraphs of stuff, and it's like, okay, do they mean this or do they mean that? No, this was extremely simple. This is what the people voted for, and the people who are against it have just been using trickery and just plain BS to try and stop it, and making themselves look worse by the minute. All right, I do hope there is a general election, because if there is, I won't say, as Jeff does, that the Labor Party will completely be will completely go away, because Satan's always in the background, that he's always doing his work, and in my opinion, the Labor Party are doing his work. So they'll always be there. But in my opinion, if there's a general election, there'll be a third, and a distant third at that. Probably, as Jeff and I discussed earlier, behind the Brexit Party, the Brexit Party and the Conservatives, and who knows, UKIP might even beat them. I mean, that, at this point, they're that unpopular. You know, because
but the Green
the
Party,
like
couldn't it, Dave? Let's be honest, even the Green Party, some obscure party out there, the Raving Loony Party or something like that could beat them.
Oh,
that
there you go, the
so
Raving Loony Party.
Yeah, right.
I would love that.
You know, they could wrap a donkey's ears, Dave. You know,
oh,
they
yeah.
could beat
yeah,
them.
No,
I mean, it's quite obvious people have had enough of the Marxist, the anti-Semitic Labour Party.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a
terrorist-supporting Labour Party.
Many people, you know, back way before my generation, you know, when I was a young man, you know, always voted Labour. They, you know, come from working class, come from up north.
Of course, yeah.
Always
yeah.
Labour. But what they've seen now, they would turn in their graves to see that the way that the socialism and the Marxist, the extreme left wing, which has crept into this Labour Party of what it used to be called, the People's. It was for the people. Quite obvious, it's nothing to do with the people. They've always had their Marxist ways, but a lot of it was taken in back in the time when we were young people. But time and tide, and people, you know, realised with common sense when they look out and look in of what. Has been involved with this Labour Party. Now everybody knows. They've shown their colours so many times now. You look at Jeremy Corbyn, come on. If he's not a commander, wasn't a commander of the RA, then I don't know what. You know, it's pure speculation, but at the same time, there's facts out there that shows that points in that direction. Who would want to put him in power? Someone who betrayed British soldiers. It's probably the death of many soldiers when the Northern Ireland troubles were about. You can't ever let that forget, you know, him forget that. He should never, ever, and I'll tell you what, there'll be, there would be a revolution. If he got any chance to sniff at 10 Downing Street, people would take the streets. Not just the people. Let's talk about the army. You know, that's been talked about before, and I don't want to speak on behalf of the army, but there was a lot of talk going back a while ago that there would be a mutiny, something like that happened. And I could still see it happening, though. I'm a realist.
Yeah.
I believe in real things, and I do believe. And he's got no chance. He's got as much chance of him becoming the power and being the Prime Minister as though I've been the Pope. But then again, I've probably got more chance of being the new Pope than he's got of being Prime Minister. Am I right, Dave?
Well, yeah, Jeff, you know, one of the things that gets me, and this is something that people in the United States who are thinking, well, this has nothing to do with me, should ponder on a little bit. You know, the Labour Party in the UK, which is really behind denying the people of the UK their Brexit, is very much very much like the Democrat Party here in the United States. You know, you've got the Democrat Party. Now I'm just going based on what Jeff said earlier, all right? Vincent made some great comments. In the 1960 election, all right, a lot of people voted for John F. Kennedy. He's a Democrat, but he was a Democrat way different than these Democrats over here today. All right, the Democrat Party back in those days was actually for cutting taxes, not for increasing taxes on working people. They did have some socialist leanings, but they weren't nearly as bad. John F. Kennedy today would be considered a Republican, and not just a Republican. He would be considered a right of center Republican today, because today our Democrat Party represents people that boo God at their convention. They represent people who are for killing babies after they're born. All right, they represent people who want to blur
as well. Disgusting. Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, they represent people who want to blur sexuality so that girls can't even participate in girls' sports because some tranny guy, decided that he felt like a woman that day. They represent the people that want to completely destroy the economy with socialism, when we have one of the strongest economies that we've ever had in history. Like the Labor Party, today versus the Labor Party of Jeff's youth, the Democrats today are the exact opposite of the Democrats of, let's say, 1960, right around the time I was born. Well, a year earlier I was born. But that's the point. They've come out now in favor of socialism, in favor of one world government, okay, and this goes back to the UK. They want some faceless, well-moneyed, well-pampered, unelected official, and this is for you guys in the UK. And it's for you guys in the United States, too, because this applies to the UN, to decide how you run your life. No, you can't run your life according to them. They have to run it because they think they know more than you. That's what it's about, okay? I got one more thing to say before we get into the next thing. This actually comes from a computer game, a computer game called Deus Ex, and I've used this on the show before. There's a line in that game from one of the cutscenes where one of the characters says of the United Nations, a few bureaucrats in New York can't even make good decisions for New Jersey, let alone Paris or a small village in China. All right, that's what it's come. Yeah.
It's that funny guy, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's true, though.
You're right.
I mean, how is some fat slob in Brussels going to make good decisions for, let's say, Sutton, Surrey, okay, or Land's End, or Ipswich, where Jeff comes from? They can't make those decisions. They don't come from there, but they think they can. And the people who voted to axe the October the 31st Brexit deadline are the same sorts of people. They want the people of the United Kingdom to be enslaved because, as far as they're concerned, they'll be the overseers, the well-fed, well-paid overseers, and they'll have the money and they'll have the protection and all that stuff. And the people of the United Kingdom, I forget them. Who cares if there's chaos in streets and the children are getting raped and beaten up and murdered and all this other kind of stuff, as long as they get what they want.
Those kids that happens to, don't, as collapse.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
That's all they do.
Yeah.
Honestly, it sounds so so basic, but that is what they think.
Mm-hmm.
It's collateral damage. And of course, if we want to keep our power structure powerful, then we just
mm-hmm.
ignore what's going on. That's what they've always done. That is what they will always do until people said, enough's enough. And in the end, it's going to come down to it. People, you've got to think, I think about it this way. It's not about me. I'm not going to be around forever, but I'm thinking of my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
What's this world going to be like for them to grow up in it, Dave? Breaks my heart to think of what they might have to cope with, what we've struggled for to stop that happening for their nightmare, that nightmare for them. That's why we've been here week in, week out, doing what we do. It's protecting the future. That's all we've tried to do in our own ways and to put the word out there. But that's what gets me. That's what makes me sometimes in despair, Dave. And I'm not one. Anybody knows me. You listeners out there, you know me. Never give in, never give up, and never surrender. But it does get to you. It gets to you. I'm only human. I think it was a good Lord being with me, you know, helped me through some of the dark times. When all I see is chaos around me. But that's what I'm supposed to see. That's what we're supposed to see, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, in them times, it's always best to stay focused, like you're an horse with blinkers on. You know your prime goal. You know what it's about. And we keep pushing on. As I say, we're never going to be slaves to anybody. Whether they want us to be or not, this country refused to be slaves. The people in this country, the sovereign people, refuse it. If you want it or not, too bad. It's never, ever going to happen. There, Dave, I just want to clarify that. But that's the way I feel. That's how I feel, mate.
Nice one, Jeff. Nice one, brother. Yeah, well, that's really it. You know, and I mean, that's what it comes down to, guys. You know, it comes down to do you want to be free? Do you trust yourselves to be free, or do you want to let somebody else run your life? Because I guarantee, if you're actual grown up men and women, you're not going to want somebody else to run your life. Now, Jeff, I'm thinking this.
No, you're right, Dave. I mean, you're like me, Dave. Me and Dave do think very close to these things, and what I said there, I know it reflected with Dave because Dave feels exactly like me. That's what I'm saying, which is why we're really good buddies, because we think so much in tune with the way things are, don't we, Dave?
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. Now, it's a bit early, brother, but what I'd like to do, because on the other end of this, guys, I want to come back and it's time to name and shame. Okay, what I want to do, Jeff, if you're good with it, is play the SHR Media promos, get that done, and then come back and it'll be time to name and shame the people who voted against the UK leaving the EU on the 31st of October. And if you're good with it, I'll go ahead and run this promo. Use these promos. You ready?
Yeah, let's roll it, Dave.
All right. Well, guys, first of all, the English Defense League radio show can be heard in little 30 or 30-plus minute bites on the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. That's where my show, The Unpleasant Blind Guy, is. Now, the show times for that are 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's 1 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, and that's 6 p.m. in the UK. And on Saturdays at midnight Eastern and at 5 a.m. in the UK. And interspersed into there, you guys are going to get the occasional regular Unpleasant Blind Guy show. I got one running right now that I'm doing with Kaiser Schuff. It's part one of a three-parter. We had a really good talk about a lot of things. So please give that a listen. And if you happen to be listening to one of these shows right now from the Unpleasant Blind Guy page, or if you happen to be listening to it from the Western Free Radio Network or the SHR Media YouTube page, you can get them there too. Remember that the English Defense League radio show podcasts live on Thursdays and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. in the UK, and that's 3:30 p.m. Eastern in the United States. So do, if you want to, come over here to our show when we're live, and you can register at blogtalkradio.com, search for English Defense League radio show, and that's up in the center white box there when you get in, and you can get into our show page as we're live and get into the chat room, and Jeff will monitor it and have a nice chat with you and whatnot. It'll be really good. Okay. Now, we're going to go ahead and play these promos. We are associated here, guys, with the SHR Media Network. These are some great shows with some great hosts, and you guys should really check them out. Okay? Now, You are listening to the English Defense League Radio Show, and here you go.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
Hey, this is Michael Wright.
And I'm Shannon Wright.
Join us for The Right Way with Shannon and Mike, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on SHR Media.
Why are they joining us?
For fun things like sports, politics.
Oh, maybe some news and entertainment?
And all kinds of other things.
Money and recipes and events, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so join us Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9 a.m. here on SHRmedia.com.
From a public locker inside a dilapidated Long Island rail station comes a show designed to piss off liberals using truth, facts, and ridicule. The Lid Radio Show, featuring the conservative voice from the People's Republic of New York, the Lid himself, Jeff Dummett. Tune in every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com. At Lid Radio, we fight for the truth, justice, and a good kosher T-bone. If you don't listen, Hillary Clinton might sneak into your bedroom in her house coat late at night and blame you for her election loss. It's the Lid Radio Show with Jeff Dunnett.
It's Your Business Diva here, Melanie Collette. I am inviting you to a front row seat as I discuss some of the most intriguing details of wealth and finance with today's movers and shakers in the world of business. Listen in and discover financial truths on a global, domestic, and household scale. Uncover topics that will impact your wallet today and in the future. Money Talk with Melanie airs Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. East, 2 p.m. West, right here on SHR Media and High Plains Pundit Talk Radio. You can't afford to miss it.
The new show on the SHR Media Network, Sackheads Against Tyranny. On shrmedia.com. Go there quick like a bunny, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, every Wednesday, live and direct on the SHR Media Network, shrmedia.com. Be there.
Broadcasting behind enemy lines in occupied California, a mere 2 miles from the state capital, the Bloviating Zeppelin's Berserk Bobcat Saloon Radio Show can be heard every Tuesday and Thursday night at 8 p.m. Pacific and 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com to listen. You can also watch on the SHR Media Facebook page and the SHR Media YouTube channel. No goldfish were abused in the making of this ad.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
And welcome back to the English Defense League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell. There he is.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff. Before we move on with the show, I just want to make a comment about what happened to Al and Vito Esposito, you know, the Global Patriot radio show
mate.
Network.
Great patriots, both of them.
Monday, like I normally do, I like Vito and I like Al. You know, it's always a hard-hitting show, and it's also I look forward to, you know, the type of shows, Dave, that you like to go to.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I was there this evening. This was Monday, and all I kept hearing was operatic music. It's quite obvious that Block Talk Radio was having issues. You know, the thing was that no one could hear Al and Vito. Though when I was like in the chat, and I basically I logged in, and then I couldn't hear, and then I had the opera music, and this went on for ages, basically the whole show. Block Talk Radio, you want to get your act together, because Vito and Al have got a lot of good people that visit their chat rooms I'm one of them, and I was disgusted by what I saw. And you know what it's like, Dave. It's so frustrating when you want to get on do your show. And I know what it's like for Vito and Al. You know, we looked me back on, you know, and people couldn't hear, and I felt so bad for them, because Dave, I've been there a few spots myself, but not like that. And it was like they were having a go at, you know, having a go at the Global Patriot Network, and I was really angry about that. I just want to comment tonight. I want to lie there. They were my friends. And you think you can have a go at them. You have a go at us all. You know what I'm saying? It's unacceptable. Maybe there was a problem. It's funny, but I haven't had a problem myself personally. This show's gone to where I've had those issues. But it seemed to be with Vito and Al that the whole show, 2 hours of the show, or whatever, I know they cut it in the end. But it's bad, isn't it, Dave? I've got to mention it. Because I always look forward to the show. They have a dynamic show, you know what I mean, Dave? And all really interesting topics to talk about. But anyway, I just wanted to say that, on behalf of my great patriotic friends out there, Dave.
Yeah, well, and, you know, guys, do check out Global Patriot Radio at blogtalkradio.com. I agree. BTR really does have to get this stuff together, because Spreaker, I gotta tell you guys, has way better sound, and they have cheaper pricing too. The only thing they don't have is phone lines, and a lot of people, if they want to have a guest, they can bring them in on Skype or whatever and resolve that problem that way. I know that SHR Media, you guys just heard about BZ's Berserk Bobcat Saloon. We're on Spreaker. The Unpleasant Blind Guy is on Spreaker. All right? And when BZ does his show live, he can actually bring guests in now through his studio. And that means no need for Blog Talk Radio and the AM radio quality sound and all this kind of stuff that you guys are overcharging for. Okay? You know, you got your basic job. Do your job. Okay? Just like Coach Belichick said after the Patriots won the Super Bowl last night. Do your job. That's it, man.
That's all we ask, don't we? You know, we pay good money. Most of us who are radio hosts pay good money, don't we? You've got to make sure you look after us, because, you know, in the end, we will just say, jog on. We'll find somewhere, we'll go and D-Live or something like that. We'll start broadcasting from D-Live. So, in the end, that would be your loss. And you'll be losing a lot of revenue from people like myself and many other radio hosts. Just keep pushing us what you do, because that day will come soon enough. You know, we're hanging it out because we're loyal to Blog Talk Radio. We've been here for a number of years. But there's only so much that most of our hosts will put up with. And when I see my friends not having to have their show and have to cut their show, I think it's disgusting. And I wanted to comment live tonight about it. So there you go. Dave, back to you, buddy. I like to say it, mate. It's got to be said.
Oh, yeah. Well, not only does it have to be said, I just thought of this, Jeff. And of course, as I said before we broke, for the promos, you know, this is going over the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. It's going over, it may be going over the Western Free Radio Network. It'll definitely be going over the SHR Media YouTube page. So people out there listening, you know, hey, if you're looking for a place, you know, you're thinking about doing your own show and everything like that, go to Spreaker, because as you can see, obviously Blog Talk Radio doesn't have a whole lot of loyalty towards some of the people that have been with them for years. I know Jeff's been with them for, man, you've been with them for like close to 7 years, haven't you?
Well, 7 years, I've been with them, you know, 7.5 getting them for. I've been with them a long time. They've had a lot of revenue out over the years.
Oh, yeah.
you know, how you look after, you need to look after your people, because we're the bread and butter, aren't we, Dave? We're the bread and butter.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right, man. Jeff, if you'd like, it's 20 after. If you'd like to call back in, I can begin this name and shame segment, brother. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, I'll do that now, Dave, and... Have you prepared? Have you done your throat, Dave? Have you took your throat exercises? a few names are in there.
Careful, Jeff. There's a joke or two in there. But go ahead, man. Yeah.
Okay, you know, I'll be back in a minute.
All right, all right. Now, guys, as Jeff calls back in, okay, because he needs to do that to get back into the show, I'm going to go ahead and start this. Now, there were two votes taken on the 22nd, right? And the first one, of course, was for Bobo's bill for his Brexit treaty, okay? And the second one was for that treaty to be ratified, more or less, by the Parliament by October the 31st, getting the UK out of the EU by October the 31st. All right. That's the simplicity of it. I'm going to take this from this article from the Daily Mail that was put out yesterday, 23rd. Okay, and I'm going to read the headline first. The headline for this, if you want to go looking for it, is the nine axed Tories who thwarted Brexit. How your MP voted last night, including the key conservative rebels whose votes could have turned it around. Okay, and I'm going to read the bullet points here as well. This is a rather long article, and I only intend to read the names, but I'm going to read the bullet points of this article too. There's four of them, just so you guys will be a little bit acclimated. All right, first one. MPs voted for the PM's Brexit bill by 329 votes to 299. So it wasn't that big of a majority. A majority of 30. Second bullet point. But he was defeated in fast-tracking it by 322 votes. That's the number of names I'm going to read. to 308. A majority of 14, guys. 14 votes made the difference here. Third bullet point. Nine former Tory rebels, now independent members, helped to block the PM. Pieces of crap that they are. And the last bullet point, they blocked Boris Johnson's Brexit plan by voting against his rapid timetable. All right, now I'm going to scroll down here a bit because it's way down. They've got the complete list of people who voted for the deal and or rather for the treaty, and that isn't really what we should concern ourselves with. Okay, the people who voted for the treaty, again, if they voted for the treaty and they voted against fast tracking the thing, all right, that right there is just parliamentary games playing. And they're hoping that they can go back to their constituencies and say, well, hey, I voted for the thing before I voted against it. Okay. And I got to say, guys, when, because they're now talking about a general election on December the 14th. Okay. When that happens, guys, my advice, and I rarely give advice, but I'm going to do it this time. Okay. My advice is going to be to act as if it were another Brexit referendum. Whether did your MP represent the people's choice to leave the European Union on October the 31st? And if they didn't, then you may want to look at voting for somebody else. Now, here we go with the list. This one here, program, European Union Withdrawal Agreement Bill. All right, now this is the one. I'm just going to read the no's. All right. That's 322. Out of conservatives, none. Out of Labour, Diane Abbott, Labour, Hackney North, and Stoke Newington. There's not a surprise there. Debbie Abraham, Labour, Oldham, East, and Saddleworth. And guys, I apologize beforehand if I butcher any of these names. Some of them are Mohammedan, and honestly, since I loathe Islam, I really don't care about that. But I apologize for any name or any place names that I may butcher. It's not intentional. I'm an American. Okay, here we go. Roshanara Ali, Labor, Bethel Green, and Bo. Rosina Allen Kahn, she must be a Presbyterian, Labor, Totting. It says it's spelled Tooting here, but I'm going to say Totting. Let's see. Mike Amesbury, Labor, Weber Vale. And I'm going to scroll down. Tonya Antoniazzi, Labor, Gower. Jonathan Ashworth, Labor, Leicester South. Adrian Bailey, Labor, West Bromwich West. Margaret Beckett, Labor, Derby South. Hillary Benn, Labor, Leeds Central. Clive Betts, Labor, Sheffield Southeast. Roberta Blackman Woods, Labor, City of Durham. Paul Blomfield, Labor, Sheffield Central. Tracy Rabin, Labor, Batley and Spen. And I'm going to scroll down one more time here, or again. Ben Bradshaw, Labor, Exeter. Kevin Brennan, Labor, Cardiff West. Lynn Brown, Labor, West Ham. Nicholas Brown, Labor, Newcastle upon Tyne East. Chris Bryant, Labor. Let's see, this is Rhonda. Karen Buck, Labor, Westminster North. Richard Burden, Labor, Birmingham, Northfield. Richard Bergen, Labor, Leeds East. Don Butler, Labor, Brent Central. Liam Byrne, Labor, Birmingham, Hodge Hill. Ruth Cadbury, Labor, Brentford, and Ilsworth, whichever way you pronounce that. And I'm going to scroll down. And guys, you might want to have a little picture of the map of the UK in your head as I'm reading these out, just to kind of look at the constituencies that these are in, because it can make for an interesting picture. All right, here we go. Alan Campbell, Labor, Tynemouth. Dan Carden, Labor, Liverpool, Walton. Sarah Champion, Labor, Rotherham. There's a shock as well, guys. Jenny Chapman, Labor, Darlington. Bambos. Here we go. Charlenbaus, Labor, Enfield, Southgate. And okay, I'm just going to spell this one, C-L-W-Y-D, Labor, Simon Valley. Vernon Coker, Labor, Gedling. Julie Cooper, Labor, Burnley. Yvette Cooper, Labor, Normanton. Pontefract and Castleford. Jeremy Corbyn. Is anybody surprised? I don't think so. Labor, Islington North. Sleazeball. Sorry, Jeff, had to do it. Neil Coyle, Labor, Bermondsey, and Old Suffolk. All right, I'm going to scroll down again. I'm going to scroll down again. There we go. Now, all right. David Crosby, Labor, both the Northeast. Mary Krieg, Labor, Wakefield. Stella Creasy, Labor, Walthamstow. Yeah, again, not a shock there. John Curtis, Labor, Dagenham and Raynham. John Cryer, Labor, Layton and Wanstead. Judith Cummings, Labor, Bradford South. Alex Cunningham, Labor, Stockton North. Jim Cunningham, Labor, Coventry South. Janet Davey, Labor, Lewisham East. Wayne David, Labor, Carfilly. Let's see. And, all right, I'm going to read this first name, or I'm going to spell this first name, G-E-R-A-I-N-T. Davies, Labor, Swansea. And that's Swansea West. All right. Marcia de Cordova, Labor, Battersea. Gloria de Piro, Labor, Ashfield. Tangham Debonair, that sounds almost like a fake name, Labor, Bristol West. Emma Dent, Code, Labor, Kensington. Tanmanjeet Singh, Desi, Labor, Slough. Remember, guys, there was an EDL demo in Slough, in fact, more than one. Annalise Dodds, Labor, Oxford East. Stephen Doughty, Labor, Cardiff South and Penarth. Peter Dowd, Labor. I'm going to say this is Bottle. It's spelled B-O-O-T-L-E. So I don't really think it's Boodle, but hey, again, I'm an American. David Drew, Labor, Stroud. I'm going to do a little scroll down here. And a little of this. Okay. Jack Drowney, Labor. And we're going to just make a small adjustment here. Jack Downey, Labor, Birmingham, Edrington. Rosie Duffield, Labor, Canterbury. Maria Eagle, there's some irony there, Labor, Garston, and Halewood. Angela Eagle, Labor, Wallasey. Clive Efford, Labor, Eltham. Julie Elliott, Labor, Sunderland Central. Chris Elmore, Labor, Ogmore. Bill Esterson, Labor, Sefton Central. Chris Evans, Labor. Okay, I will spell the name of this place. ISL W-Y-N, proxy vote cast by Mark Tammy. Paul Farrelly, Labor, Newcastle Underline. And we're going to do this again, scroll down a bit, and make a small adjustment. There we go. Okay. Colleen Fletcher, Labor, Coventry Northeast. Lisa Forbes, Labor, Peterborough, another place where the EDL has had some demonstrations. Yvonne Fovarg, Labor, Makerfield. Vicky Foxcroft, Labor, Lewisham, Deptford. James Frith, Labor, Barry North. Gil Furness, Labor, Sheffield, Brightside, and Hillsborough. Hugh Gaffney, Labor, Coatbridge, Kristen, and Belshill. Barry Gardiner, Labor, Brent North. Ruth George, Labor, High Peak. And another scroll down. All right. Preet Kaur Gill, Labor, Birmingham, Edgbaston. Mary Glendon, Labor, North Tyneside. Roger Godsiff, Labor, Birmingham, Hall Green. Again, no shock there. Helen Goodman, Labor, Bishop, Auckland. Kate Green, Labor, Stretford and Urmston. Lillian Greenwood, Labor, Nottingham South. Margaret Greenwood, Labor, Wirral West. Nina Griffith, Labor, Lanily. John Grogan, Labor, Keithley. And that, guys, is another place where the EDL has had some demos. Yes, it is. All right, and we're just going to make a small adjustment. There we go. Andrew Gwynn, Labor, Denton and Reddish. Louise Hay, Labor, Sheffield Healy. Fabian Hamilton, Labor, Leeds North East. David Henson, Labor, Dellen. Emma Hardy, Labor, Kingston upon Hull West and Hessel. Harriet Harmon, Labor, Camberwell and Peckham. Carolyn Harris, Labor, Swansea East. Helen Hayes, Labor, I'm sure there's no relation, Labor, Dulwich and West Norwood. Sue Heyman, Labor, Workington. John Healy, Labor, Wentworth and Dern. Mark Hendrick, Labor, Preston. Mike Hill, Labor, Hartlepool. Meg Hylier, Labor, Hackney South and Shoreditch. Margaret Hodge, Labor, Barking. Well, she's barking mad if she didn't vote for this. Sorry, Jeff. Had to do that. Sharon Hogson, Labor, Washington and Sunderland West. Kate Holern, Labor, Blackburn. George Howarth, Labor, Knowsley. Rupa Hug, Labor, Ealing Central and Acton. And that name is familiar, guys. That might have been someone who did something very nasty and significant, but we'll talk about that another time. Let's see. Imran Hussein. Now, again, another Presbyterian, obviously. Labor, Bradford East. Dan Jarvis, Labor, Barnsley Central. Another scroll down. Okay. Diane Johnson, Labor, Kingston upon Hull North. Darren Jones, Labor, Bristol North West. Gerald Jones, Labor. Merthyr Tydfil, excuse me, guys, sorry about that. Merthyr Tydfil and Rhymney, or it might be Rhymney. Again, sorry if I butcher any of these names. Graham P. Jones, Labor, Hindburn, Helen Jones, Labor, Warrington North, Kevin Jones, Labor, North Durham, Ruth Jones, Ruth Jones, Labor, Newport West, Sarah Jones, Labor, Croydon Central, Susan Ellen Jones, Labor. And again, I'm spelling this out, CLWYD South, Mike Kane, Labor, Withershaw and Sale East. Right, let's scroll down again. Okay. Barbara Keeley, Labor, Worsley and Eccles South. Liz Kendall, Labor, Leicester West, Afzal Khan. That might not be a Presbyterian. That might be, a Lutheran? I don't know. Manchester, Gorton. Ged Kellen, Labor, Rutherglen and Hamilton West. Stephen Kinnock, Labor. Abravon. Peter Kyle, Labor. Howe. Or Hove. It's H-O-V-E. That's how it's spelled. Leslie Laird, Labor. Kirkaldy and Cowdenbeth. David Lammy, Labor. Tottenham. Ian Lowry, Labor. Wansbeck. Karen Lee, Labor. Lincoln. That's a shame there, given the name of that town. Emma Lowell Buck, Labor. South Shields. And let's go down a bit. And yeah, guys, I know I keep on reading that they're from Labor, but I want to make sure that you guys have this emphasis, because it is the Labor Party that denied you the Brexit on October the 31st. And this is something that I don't think we can emphasize enough. To continue, Clive Lewis, Labor, Norwich South. Tony Lloyd, Labor, Rochdale. There's definitely been some EDL demonstrations there. Rebecca Long Bailey, Labor, Salford and Eccles. Ian C. Lucas, Labor, Wrexham, Holly Lynch, Labor, Halifax, Justin Matters, Labor, Ellesmere, Port and Newstead, Khalid Mahmoud, there's another, maybe a Catholic, I don't know, Labor, Birmingham, Perry Barr. Let's see. Shabana Mahmood. Probably related. Labor. Birmingham. Ladywood. Serena Malhotra. Labor. Feltham and Heston. And I'm going to scroll down a bit. All right. And by the way, guys, if I'm goofing a little bit on these Mohammedan names, it has to be said that it is in the Mohammedans' interests for the UK to stay in the EU, because if that happens, then more Mohammedans can be shipped in and they can more easily take over. But I continue. All right. We're about halfway there, guys. And I want to thank you for staying in with us, because this is important to hear these names, especially if, as Jeff says, they happen to be in your constituency. You might want to think about voting for somebody else. Gordon Marsden, Labor, Blackpool South. Sandy Martin, Labor, Ipswich. Sorry, Jeff. Rachel Naskel, Labor, York Central. Christian Matheson, Labor, City of Chester. Steve McCabe, Labor. Birmingham, Selly Oak. Again, not a surprise there. Kerry McCarthy, Labor. Bristol East. Sylvian McDowell, Labour, Mitchum and Morden. Andy McDonald, Labour, Middlesbrough. John McDonald, Labour, Hayes and Harlington. And I'm going to scroll down. All right. Pat McFadden, Labour. Wolverhampton, Southeast. Connor McGinn, Labour. St. Helens North. Allison McGovern, Labour. Wirral South. Liz McInnes, Labour. Haywood and Middleton. Catherine McKimmel, Labour. Newcastle upon Tyne North. Jim McMahon, Labour. Oldham West and Royton. Anne McMoran, Labour. Cardiff North. Ian Mearns, Labour. Gateshead. Edward Miliband, Labour. Dorchester North. And I'm going to scroll down again. I'm seeing, guys, some names here also from Wales. And Wales really did go for Brexit, I do believe. So these people may have some issues come election time from that area of the United Kingdom. And we continue. Madeline Moon, Labour. Bridgend. Jessica Morden, Labour, Newport East. Stephen Morgan, Labour, Portsmouth South. Graham Morris, Labour, Easington. Ian Murray, Labour, Edinburgh South. Lisa Nandy, Labour, Wigan. Alex Norris, Labour, Nottingham North. Melanie Ahn, Labour, Great Grimsby. Chai Onwa, Labour, Newcastle upon Tyne Central. Kate Osamore, Labour, Edmonton. Albert Owen, Labour. And I'm going to spell. Oh, this is wonderful, guys. You should be looking at this article now. I'm going to spell this out. Y-N-Y-S, and then they have a space, and then M, and a question mark, and N. I have no idea what in the hell that means, except that the Daily Mail has made a horrific typo there. Anyway, Stephanie Peacock, Labour, Barnsley East. Teresa Pierce, Labour. Erith and Thamesmead. We all know where Thamesmead is. Matthew Pennycock. Sorry, the jokes just write themselves. Labour, Greenwich and Woolwich. Toby Perkins, Labour, Chesterfield. James Phillips, Labour, Birmingham, Yardley. Bridget Phillipson, Labour, Houghton and Sunderland South. Laura Pidcock, Labour, Northwest Durham. Jill Platt, Labour, Lee. Luke Pollard, and we'll get to this in just a second. All right, there we are. Luke Pollard, Labour, Plymouth, Sutton, and Devonport. Stephen Pound, Labour, Erling North. Lucy Powell, Labour, Manchester Central. Yasmin Quarshi, Labour, Bolton Southeast. Faisal Rashid, there's a Baptist, Labour, Warrington South. Angela Rayner, Labour, Ashton Underline, Steve Reed, Labor, Croydon North, Christina Reeves, Labor, North, Ellie Reeves, Labor, Lewisham West, and Penge, Rachel Reeves, Labor, Leeds West. Emma Reynolds, Labor. Wolverhampton, North East. Proxy vote cast by Pat McFadden. Jonathan Reynolds, Labor. Stanley Bridge and Hyde. Marie Rimmer, Labor. St. Helens, South and Whiston. And sorry, you know, I'm a fan of Red Dwarf, so that name Rimmer just kind of brings a chuckle to myself here. Okay. Jeffrey Robertson, Labor, Coventry Northwest, Matt Rada, Labor, Reading East, Danielle Rowley, Labor, Midlothian, Chris Wren, Labor, Vale of, and I'm going to spell this again, C-L-W-Y-D. Lloyd Russell Moyle, Labor. Brighton Kempton. Naz Shah, Labor, Bradford West. Virendra Sharma, Labor, Erling South. Barry Shearman, Labor, Huddersfield. Paula Sheriff, Labor, Dewsbury. Tulip Sadiq, oh, what a pretty name, Labor, Hampstead and Kilburn. Dennis Skinner, Labor. Bolsover. Andy Slaughter, Labor, Hammersmith, Ruth Smith, Labor, Stoke-on-Trent, North, Kat Smith, Labor, Lancaster and Fleetwood, Eleanor Smith, Labor, Wolverhampton, Southwest, Jeff Smith, Labor, Manchester, Withington, Laura Smith, Labor, Crew, and Nandwick. And we're going to scroll down one. And just a moment. All right. Owen Smith, Labor. Pontypridd. All right. Corinne Smythe, Labor, Bristol South. Gareth Snell, Labor, Stoke-on-Trent Central. Alex Sobel, Labor, Leeds Northwest.
Yeah,
John Speller.
I'm just looking at the time. I don't know my name, but we're really down to the last few 5 minutes of the show. If we got some names outstanding, could we do them this Sunday? So as we just continue with the name and shaming this Sunday. I say we are, and I'm not feeling too good tonight. I've rather extended the show day. So if we can do that, it'd be appreciated, Dave, and then we can as I say, the names that Dave's been reading out are the ones that's betrayed this great nation of ours. But, Dave, if I'll come back to you just to wrap up the show for tonight, buddy. Okay, mate?
Well, Jeff, you know, you lose time, and again, I apologize to anybody who, you know, whose place name I butchered or anything like that. I did my best as an American. And since we are running out of time here rapidly, I just want to say, again, guys, these are people that that you may want to vote for their opposition if you're for Brexit when and if there is a general election. I just want to say to Jeff, brother, it's been an honor and a privilege to work with you today. And you know, we will we'll finish this job up. There probably aren't that many left. We're in the S's, so they're doing this alphabetically. So yeah, Sunday, we'll finish up the name and shame, man. You know, I'm enjoying myself. I hope you are, Jeff, and I hope the audience is too. Please check out the Unpleasant Black Guy page at Spreaker.com, and I can also be heard on the Western Free Radio Network and the SHR Media YouTube page. Showtimes are on the page itself, and I want to say to the Foot Soldiers, Angels, Brexiteers, love you guys, to the Hong Kong Patriots and the Yellow Vesters and everyone around the world who believes in freedom and liberty and is willing to do something for it. Be prosperous, be blessed, and for God's sake, no surrender. Back to you, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dave. Great job, by the way. Great script. And also great slides for this evening. But as I say, we'll be back again this Sunday. So without further ado, let me pass it to the jam there. They're dying to get this underway. So, okay, boys, take it away. And we'll see you Sunday. Take care. God bless. No surrender.
I'm so happy, I can't see the point things happening here today. A show of strength with your boys again. I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, of course, than mine. My New Zealand friends will start to make friends. And the public gets what the public wants. But I want nothing. Pleasure as I hate me, I've been enough already on my fate. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging green and black. To be here for what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your lead and don't waste your trust. And the lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up.
There you go. Yes, we've gone underground, but we'll be back again this Sunday, so no problems. And we'll read the rest of her name and shame of the people that are betraying this great nation. So from myself and from Dave, from the people, anybody associated with the radio show, the organisation such, no surrender. But we'll be back again this Sunday. So this is the English Defence League, a radio show. Signing off tonight, and we'll see you again this Sunday. God bless you all. See you guys.